Blog Talk Radio.
You? It's you? Greetings, and welcome to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio show tonight. I'm your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and my co-host,
Bilal Mansadiq Bynum.
And welcome. We are getting ready to discuss, as we do every Wednesday, opportunities to invest as well as promote African-American businesses.
We'll be right back with those discussions right after this station break.
Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Hello? Everything's real good. Hold on. Let me get your mother. I'm on the radio.
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660. Or 301-234-9090.
Greetings and welcome back to our New Africa Business Blog Talk Radio show. I'm your host tonight, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and my co-host, Brother Bilal Bynum. A great part of our show tonight will be about the International Trade Show that's being held in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, May 5th through the 7th, and we're looking forward to getting as many participants as we can to participate in this event. It's an opportunity for different African-American businesses, as well as newcomers in the business, as well as those who want to do networking, to come together and be able to exchange ideas as well as businesses. And opportunities to invest in one another. And, you know, that's what Brother Bilal and I have constantly talked about on our radio shows, about us vesting in one another. And, you know, his theme is what one can't do, many can. And this is what we're praying and hoping for, that we'll bring together a number of African-American business people to come together and be able to promote their businesses, get new business ideas. Also, for the newcomers, we'll be having empowerment speeches, giving people understandings on how to promote their business, going to get finance, how to get government contracts. We'll have one section there where we'll be having what is known as a launch tank. And for those who have new businesses that are looking for financing, the launch tank is a new program that is going to offer African Americans that are going into business an opportunity to present their business. And if the idea is a stable, good business that the investors think that they may be able to make profit off of, then they're going to invest in your business. And the way that is going to be done is, first, you must submit a 5-minute video of your idea or about your business. You must submit this information to member, that's M-E-M-B-E-R, at nationalmbc.org. That's member at nationalmbc.org. And when the conference or the conference is taking place, your the trade show is taking place, you also be given an opportunity to present that business. You'll have 5 minutes to do that, present the business before a board of investors. And after that, they will let you know by April the 20th whether or not, May 20th, whether or not your product was or your business was chosen to be supported. So we're looking forward for people that have new businesses as well as business ideas as well as existing businesses that need financing to come and participate in this. Be a great opportunity. Brother Bilal, do you have anything to say concerning this?
Yes, the idea of and you said they're just specifically calling the investment panel, or what are they calling the program?
They're calling it. They were calling it a launch tank.
The launch tank.
Right.
You know, the launch tank really is to me is what you just said. You just said a few moments ago is those who have the proceeds to help you, to stimulate you in your own business. So what they're really looking for, and I know I would be looking for that particular weekend, is those of you who think you have business talents. And those business talents, you're going to have professionals. Bankers. I'm not saying bankers like bankers, but those who have the means.
Yes.
I understand there's professional sports players and what have you participating in some of these panels. But whatever, you're going to have those who have the means to help you to invest.
Right.
And you know, that's what the New Africa Business Association is all about also. So that's
right.
Why, I, you know, when you say, do I have anything to add to that? No, I have an ongoing, because that's what it's all about. Finding the talents in our communities. We don't know each other, especially when it comes to business. And so that is something that we have to actually discover. And that's what having local business associations, such as what we represent here in the Washington metropolitan area, and then having national business association that we all report to and see how we have done on an annual basis for, as far as our businesses in our own communities, and businesses as far as our national participation and how that is all going and how it's continued to grow. And certainly it is on when, not only that panel, but that's the panel to be at. I don't want to take that down, but the idea of investing our network marketing program, of course, is all about our second part of what our mission is to do group investments in our communities in North Carolina, I think, is going to be a good place where you're going to see this all starting, but I think it's going to be a continuing. It's going to be a continuing thing, ongoing. Only thing I would ask is as New Africa Business Association, the same thing I'm certain that Thanos asked it, is give me a good come with a good business idea, put together a good business plan. It doesn't have to be a professional statement, accounting statements and what have you, but a good business plan, and you may want to consult with someone who knows how to put together a small buy of a good business plan, because remember you only have 5 minutes, and a 5 minutes presentation, and you're trying to get, you need $100,000. And I know some of the products that some of these entrepreneurs who have come on our radio station, I know you, the brother down in, I don't know if it's Oklahoma or Texas, that has the propellant for the mosquitoes.
Yes.
That type, and but we'll let him speak for himself.
Right.
But know the investment idea investing in our joint investments, our community must be, that's what being invested is all about, having some sort of a obligation. And a finance is certainly an obligation. So we can have a financial obligation as a community, like most communities, and start growing our communities. I am always going to always put the reality picture there of our excessive spending over $1 trillion in 2016.
Yeah.
Consumer spending. So keep on spending, but let's do it in our own communities. Let's have the goods and products as to where we can serve our own communities, and that's what you're going to be participating in when you go down to the national program that they're having. So yes, I encourage Brother Aziz. No, it took a long time in answering the question, but hey, we got an hour.
Right, exactly.
And saying that, let's give everybody a chance to participate with us. You want to let them know how they can call in. It is open mic, so everyone can participate with us. We didn't have a specific program this evening.
Yes. Also, I want to, as we're talking about the trade show and opportunities that exist there, let me let the listeners know how to, number one, participate in this trade show. It's going to be held in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina on May the 5th through the 7th, 2017. And to participate in this, you can call one of two numbers that we have. And the first number is 1-888-776-9908. Or area code 704-201-1353. And those numbers are again 1-888-776-9908 or area code 704-201-1353. Registration on May 5th through the 17th will be at the Embassy Suites Hilton's in Raleigh, Durham, at the Research Triangle. And we have information again. That's Embassy Suites by Hilton and the Raleigh Durham Research Triangle. And that's at 201 Harrison Oaks Boulevard, Cary, North Carolina. Also, if you have any questions about registration, that's going to be on the 5th, Friday, May the 5th at 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. For any questions or concerns, please contact the co-chairs of this event, and that is a brother, Ibtihaj Abdal Rafi, at area code 704-201-1353, and that's the co-chair, Brother Abdal Rafi, area code 704-201-1353. And also, there will be available, well, we pray it's still available. They have special rates for that event, which is $95 a night. So you still have opportunity, we hope, to call in and perhaps reserve a room there at the Embassy Suites by Hilton. And that's in the Research Triangle, Raleigh-Durham. And 201 Harrison Oaks Boulevard. That's the address of this Embassy Suites by Hilton. 201 Harrison Oaks Boulevard, Cary, North Carolina. Also, again, what we've been trying to promote all along and continue to promote is African-American businesses locally as well as nationally. And our desire and our goal is to promote and market as many African-American, make people in the community, or let the people in the community be aware of as many African-American businesses as we can, and how to get in contact with those businesses, because right now, Brother Bilal, it's pretty difficult to go out and just find African-American businesses and identify where they are, as well as how easy it is to go find a Chinese business or you know, Latino business, other businesses from other groups of people. So,
you know, Brother Aziz, that's why there is a new African Business Association Blog Radio. Is because when it comes to business, and that's something that our community, or as a group, or we as in the, as a whole, business is something that we forgot about. We marched and did whatever we've done to get behind some of the ugliest days of our history, but we forgot the most important thing that all human beings must have, and that is their own natural resources.
Yes.
And those natural resources include your earnings and monies. Natural resources goes to someone else. They have never come back to our own community. So a business. And even now, the New African Business, this blog radio, are talking about businesses and having a radio station that identifies, like you said, because the toughest thing you can really do is go, I don't care, in Washington, D.C., where it should be a little bit more popular, but whether it's Washington, D.C., or you name it, Mississippi or Pennsylvania somewhere,
right,
trying to find an African American business is not that easy to do. And
right,
one of the reasons that, most of it, they just really don't exist. And so that's why it should be encouraging to become together collectively and put yourself into business. And again, leading you right back to Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina,
where you can be able to go down and see African Americans who actually have wholesale outlets as to where they can afford. You can become retailers because the wholesale outlet prices are so low that you will be able to purchase just about any products that you have in your home. I would just about say should be displayed in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina on May 5th to the 7th, just like you were emphasizing. But businesses in the African American community is something that we just simply forgot about and you cannot forget about commerce.
No,
you can't forget about commerce.
Right.
Commerce is a part of the growth of your community.
Right. You know, big businesses, especially, we just didn't think about that. The same businesses, as you say, that supply us with our daily needs. We didn't go into those businesses. We just went into, like they say, the mom and pop stores.
I don't even see us being in the mom and pop.
Not anymore. Not, well.
I mean,
in most places that we've traveled, as well as we know in this Washington metropolitan area and that, as well as Baltimore and Virginia, no, you be looking for a needle in a haystack if you find an African-American mom and pop store existing.
Yeah.
It's the Orientals, the Indians.
Yeah, but it's in your community. You can spend your money.
Every
so
day.
Why not? So that's the incentive that I'm saying. It's why not as a community, why don't we own these businesses? And look at what keeps us from becoming a vested community.
Well, you know, our program not only is promoting African-American businesses locally as well as across the nation, but it's also to try to change a mindset that we know that exists, that we're not supporting people like us that are in business, whether they're selling toothpicks or socks. You know, we're not supporting those people, but in the same breath, these people aren't visible to where we can know, let's go support these people. So this is part of what we're doing is trying to, you know, give support to both of those different people, the ones that don't know where to go, the ones that have businesses that don't want to, you know, that's not exposed to business.
And that's why we want to put together, as you were just in your opening, talking about the business directory.
Yes.
That's why we're telling, and of course, callers, you still have time. We got about 30 more minutes. You can call in and join this conversation, 657-383-1372, if you'd like to join it with us. But, and of course, you'll also be able to identify your business, and hopefully we can put a stop to not knowing where our businesses are, because we will have our own communication channels that will convey this information. And that's what the New Africa Business Association, that's why we were incorporated, is to identify businesses in our community and network with each other so we can do business with those businesses that we do identify. So,
yes, Brother Bilal, you know, we had a sister call in from out in Oklahoma and was telling us about the new Wall Street business.
Uh-huh.
And that Wall Street, the Black Wall Street idea concept, as it was years ago, as well as it is today with the new Wall Street, which was bona fide one of the greatest movements our people has made in terms of business, United Business Front. We were loaning money to Calum and all down in Texas and all over the, you know, place.
Yeah, had all the insurance companies, all the banks.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, that's what, yeah.
And so, I feel, as you do, promotion of our businesses that we're doing now is one that's similar to Emancipation Proclamation. When that happened again, you know, it was like, that's when we saw our greatest amount of black representatives in the Congress and the Senate. And they come from states wherein they were formerly slaves. There was a mindset there that, hey, if we want to get anything done, we better get somebody that's going to represent us. Because these other people that's representing people is representing other folks and not for our benefit. And it's the same way with the business. The businesses that we're going and spending our monies in nowadays are not businesses that's doing a damn thing for our community. They're doing, the only thing they're doing is secretly or undercover, once they get a certain amount of money, you know, whatever business they are, you can watch them. They're running out of that store with that money straight to the bank because they don't going to take any chances and lose any of that money. But they do it on a regular basis, take the money to the bank, because all of these businesses that are in African-American communities, they're making a ton of money because they're convenient and they had the money to set it up. And they probably had other members of their communities vested in them to set up their business so they could make money, because they already know that the African-American community, only people that don't know it's a gold mine is the African-Americans. Everybody else outside our community, they know when it comes to business, if you can set up around the African-American community, you got a gold mine. It's just finding the right location to set up in the community with whatever business it may be. It's going to be pretty much successful, you know, in the African-American community. So that's what we've been about all along, trying to promote our businesses as well as find other people, that other African-Americans that want to invest in other African-American businesses to start providing not only jobs in our community for our people, but as well as supplying our needs, the foodstuffs, the clothing, the automobile work, your yard getting cut, shingles put on your roof. We do have people in our community that know how to do these things, but we don't have mom and pop stores, if that's the proper term, or convenience stores, as they call them today. We don't have those being run in our community by us, wherein, you know, maybe some of our children that don't want to go to college right off, or can handle going to college as well as working in the convenience store. You got opportunities to go about business, to promote business, learn about business, as well as that's an African American business is giving them an opportunity to earn while they're learning, as well as if not, a job in the community for whoever. A mother that's got children that's not really getting support from the father. Or a father that's got a family that needs to get some work, try to support his family some kind of way. So all of these things, when we promote businesses, our own businesses, vest in our business, as you say all the time, vest in businesses, networking, all of this is going to be possible.
You know, you when you were talking about the prosperity of everyone else but the African American community, and how the African American community spends towards that prosperity,
yes,
for others,
yes, absolutely,
you constantly see it day. And I sat here and I said, I want to see, because your points was well taken. But you constantly kept saying they, which emphasized to me you're talking about other groups.
Yes, sir.
Investing together into a market that has a large income.
Unlimited potential.
Unlimited potential. But again, they, someone else other than,
that's right,
that ethnicity or that group or that community, someone else having the businesses to service that community, and And you, but the word, like I said, you kept saying day.
So you're right. You're correct.
So I am going to take that same day. And now remember, when I say becoming a vested community, I'm not talking about being invested into anything.
Right, yes.
When I talk about being vested, I'm talking about having an obligation with you.
Commitment.
An obligation. You know, with commitment, you get, I mean, an obligation, I think, a confirmed law of it. You know, but an obligation is what we have. You know, obligations is something that is you have with a husband and a wife. I have it with my child, and I'm obligated. You know, it's not a whole bunch of them, but you have a few obligations. But yeah. Here, so when I say become invested, finance is an obligation also. You and I are good friends. If we went out and purchased a high-rise apartment building together, now we have a vested entity.
Yes.
Which is this financial obligation.
Right.
That's what I mean about a community becoming vested, is having a financial obligation. In those days that you were talking about, yes, they invested their monies. They became vested in each other first.
Mm-hmm.
Because they may be from the same groups or the same religions, the same. I know it goes on in D.C. all the time. Washington, D.C. was built during this day thing you're talking about. This is how all of this is how Washington, D.C. changed overnight because of these groups from out of town, these day groups, all put their monies together and bought all up everything in downtown Northwest Washington was purchased up immediately. Now they're taking everything east of the river, south of the river, west of the river, these days.
Right.
And see, because they become vested in each other, put their monies together, and from these funds that they have put together, they have this buying power. That's the first move that I'm talking about. The African American, you're right. We're not vested. We do not have any financial obligations with each other. I'm not even going to maybe the one that we do, or of course religiously we probably, but I'm not. You know, that's non-profit. That's another. We're talking about profit making here.
Yeah.
So again, we don't have a vested interest with each other. The few African Americans that do go into business, and it could be quite discouraging to go into business, because the few African Americans that do go into business is very risky. I mean, you know, it ain't like I'm going to just go in and strike it. First you need monies to go into business, and now all of a sudden you could, you know, you don't know what. I could make it in the business, and I may not make it in the business. It's another job when you go into the business thing.
Brother Lyle, could you hold on to that thought a minute? We have to go for a station break here a minute.
Yes, I can.
All right, to enlist one of our sponsors.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Yes, that is a good product, that peppermint.
Bineman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bineman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BinemanAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. And the mic is open for anyone that want to call in. And if you have anything to say about your business idea, just want to say something. And our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And that is 657-383-1372. And when we left before we went to our commercial, Brother Belial was telling us about investing in our community and the benefits that we'll get from investing in our community. And he was telling us about the they that has come together and promoted different businesses, as well as established different businesses in our community. And they is what Brother Belial was talking about, and how he wanted to do something with that they and change it to another they type. So what Brother Belial?
Yes, on my continuation, and you're right, the day has moved in, but the day is someone else other than the African-American community. But my thing is that we are not the day, and the reason we are not today is because we are not vested. We don't have a financial, in this case, when I say vested, a financial obligation that would make us vested.
Yes.
And so that's what has never been established. And, of course, there are those who say we cannot establish such, but we know that that's just not true, because you just mentioned the old Wall Street. And I know one of my favorite was always Nat Turner. Mm-hmm. Not Nat Turner, I'm sorry. Well, he was definitely one of my old favorites, but I'm thinking about Marcus Garvey.
Yes, yes.
As a business person, he was always one of my items. But again, we know that our past is something that was taken by force from us. And it's been over 100 years since some of these events. And I'm saying we must do it again. Because if we don't do it again, we're going to continue to see yourself just being a consumer to others. And right there, that consumption is we're spending $1 trillion a year in consumer spending. So the days are living quite well, but I am saying take that day and identify that day, because again, you made the day.
Yes.
And you can become the day. But in order to do that, you must also become a vested, invest together as a community, as a group. Doesn't have to be the community, a group. For instance, New Africa Business Association. We're saying let's our association put together 100 investors.
Yeah.
We're not asking nobody to send us one dime. We don't want anything, but we just want a commitment to say, hey, as a business association, I'd like to join that investment group and put together and become one of a member of that 100 investors organization. And once we are established, know we have this type of establishment and capital,
Yes.
Now we know we can make a move into franchise businesses or any other type of businesses that we wish to participate in. And because, again, we are going into business as a group, a corporation, more to speak, but as a group. And I say that's the way I would prefer going anyway, and I'll tell you why. I am a business person who did build a clientele and made my living from building a clientele. As an individual, it was a reward, but I often think what would have happened if I could have replaced myself 100 times. If I could, and the income that I made as an individual, if that could have been replaced 100 times. So again, that's the picture that I that's the power. Those replacing myself or being myself 100 times. I like to have 100 of me all earned, because I know my earnings as an individual business person, what it was, but if that could have been replaced 100 times, not only the earnings, but look at the clientele. It took me the time that it would have taken me as an individual to build the clientele that I was fortunate enough to build. As a collective group, that clientele could have been built maybe a year or two, 3 or 4 years. Compared to where it took me years and years, because I individually doing things, where as a group, I often think that if we open a business right now for $300 or $500,000, on opening night itself, if there was 100 investors, each one of us have families and friends and whatever, our opening night, we couldn't seat everybody because of each one of us invited no more than 20 or 25 friends, and we have hundreds to our affair, whereby as an individual, my opening night, I don't know if anybody's going to be there. And if it's so, it's a handful of folks that I can persuade to be. You see, like you said, what one can't do. That slogan that we have, we don't take it lightly. It's very meaningful to us. What one can do, and many of us can, because that's where the power is at.
You know, I think two important unified organizations in our Black community. One of them is the Black Farmers Association, which we know, nationwide, that is an organization that exists, and they co-op when it comes to farming, like a lot of that farming equipment, those big combines and seeders and things like that, cost a lot of money.
Oh, yes, baby.
So to buy this together, you can do your, we can do your land, and we can do my land. Okay, and the other one is the Black Cattlemen's Association. You know, we have access to those organizations, both of them, but in terms of both of them selling their product out to the open market, you know, it's give or take, you know. And, you know, a lot of times they have a lot of losses, but still they like that way of life and doing that. I know a gentleman's father-in-law just got older and couldn't, nobody back him up. He's raising cattle down there in Mississippi. Brother said he had about 200-300 head of cattle. And just, you know, couldn't deal with them no more. So he sell them off, you know. Wherein none of that product or anything is going to the Black African American community, nor do we have anything set up to handle things like that, or the Black Farmers Association, but they're important parts of the nation itself.
You see, I see The Black Farmers Association that you're talking about, I've heard of it. Not much about it, I've heard of it. And and the same thing is true with the Cattlemen's Association. I may have heard of it, and I may not. But see, that's the problem. That no one know anything. You cannot do business with anyone if they don't know anything about you. So again, the African American community don't know anything about these organizations. When did they market to each other?
They just go down to Black Cattlemen, you know, they'll haul their cattle from here to there, and like a lot of these slaughterhouses.
Again, most of that stuff is already bought by someone else. Like you said, if they're bringing it to the market, then it's already sold. They ain't bringing it to the market just to be storing it there.
No, they bring it to sell.
They already know that this is going to go for so much a pound.
Yeah, they have auctions.
And see what I'm saying? African Americans don't look so. If we had, you're right, there is no. A $1.1 trillion in the black man's, or the black nation spending.
Yes.
Then you would think that all black businesses would be trying to come together in some form or fashion to keep that money, because that's their richness is right there. But instead, it's going to all the fashion name companies that ain't got nothing to do with being black.
You know, the brother that owned Park Sausages, that you remember who that was?
Again, I know it goes back to a long time ago, but I don't think they have anything to do with being too much black old today.
No, it was an African American guy. He passed away.
Well, like I said, back in the day,
he might have been just a little older than us, but
yeah.
He passed away young. Married to a Korean woman.
I mean, hell, I remember Sears and Roebuck.
Reggie, what?
Remember Sears and Roebuck, but you don't heard nothing about Roebuck no more.
That's too far back.
Hey, I'm just saying. See, it's over. Black folks have made wonderful achievements in this country.
This
but again, all
of
it to be stolen. And the same thing that happened to our, not only African Americans, but Native Americans. You know, but again, commerce is the way to go. Because I think we've all grown to the point now what was done in the past. I don't think it can be done in the future.
Right. As an individual.
As an individual, it could probably can be done to you, but as a nation,
right.
I don't see it. Things that went on in the past
right.
cannot be done.
You know, the Park Sausage thing, too, was the brother getting the product from... It's like getting the product that he had, you know, at the processing plant.
Mm-hmm.
His name, I thought it was Reggie something.
Parks?
No. You would know, because they have a museum for him over there in Baltimore, too. He really invested a lot of money, and he died of cancer or something, early age.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, the more Parks houses was my own place.
Right, and...
I remember.
But this plant... had the ability to produce beef, turkey, or different types of sausage, right? Now, let's say if we own a plant like that, then the Black Cattlemen Association, as well as, well, we don't want to deal with no pork, but, you know, people do it. You know, we're producing our own, and when you go to the market, you go up there and look for whatever brand we call our brand, the real halal or the real deal.
Those are the markets that are available to us, but we haven't opened those markets up yet. You see, like I said, that's what I mean about becoming a vested community.
Right. We need a number of invested
I think we have all the talented areas in our community.
We got the people who know how to make the sausage.
To bring it out.
Yes.
We don't have the money to bring out the goods and the talents and the services. in our community, and it just sits there, and if everybody it sits there.
And we know we eat. Black folks eat. You know, just
African Americans spend the best on whatever. If they got the money,
eat and dress.
They gonna spend it. They ain't no way in the world they gonna. If they have the money, they ain't trying to save for tomorrow. They going on for the day, brother.
That's right.
So again, sure. They gonna spend money.
Right.
So again, I know my thing is having the goods and services. So when the African, you know, like not only African Americans, but like I said, that's the market that we're after. And we say it's a daggone, it's a wonderful, because it's our market.
Right, yes.
You know, we are vested with each other, whether we want to be or not.
Right.
We're African American.
I remember, you know, back in the mom and pop days in the African American community, they really did serve some of our needs, especially like people that smoke cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I remember, you know, and I didn't think about it until a few days ago. I think, you know what, I remember back in the day, cigarettes were so and so much a pack, but nobody really thought about it. You go around there, you could get one cigarette for a nipple.
Oh, yeah, $7 for hustles. Even when we was in school.
So 20 times five, you know, that was like a dollar.
I just had a hustle when we was in school.
All kind of stuff.
You just don't have the businesses. You don't have the community activity.
Right.
First of all, the communities don't even know each other.
That's
like
right.
Back in,
that's the other thing. Getting to know, it's very difficult. Brother, we want to go to one more break here, commercial, and then, give everybody a chance to, if we have any callers, to participate in our show and give out some more information about the trade show.
Yeah, it's not just we're in our closing session, Brother Aziz, so you can take it whatever way you want to or close it out. We got about six more minutes.
Well,
like I said, brother, whether we get 100 callers or we get no callers, we won't give up the ship.
Right.
Because what I notice even when it comes to blog radio stations itself, of all the stations that are out there participating, you're no one is talking about business. Business is not is not an easy subject to talk about, especially when you're really talking about doing business. Oh, you can sit around and generalize, but
right.
We're actually talking about doing business on this radio station.
Yes.
Giving
people exposure.
And get businesses out there. Get businesses. Names, get business directories.
Yes.
And we're not going to elaborate on our shopping center until we get our experts in here to lay it out.
Yes.
But we will have our national and international shopping center.
Yes.
And that's we're looking forward to. But you'll see a small portion of that May 5th and May 7th. Down in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. Yeah, you may want to go ahead and share some more of that information as we close up, because we only have a few more days, a few more weeks before that program.
Right, and again, that international trade show will be held in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Triangle. And to get more information on that or to participate in that, please call 1-888-776-9908 or area code 704-201-1353. And that is, again, those numbers are area code 704-201-1353 or 1-888-776-9908. Also, we wanted to give our number out again in case we have anyone out there want to call our Blog Talk Radio show, and that is 657-383-1372. And Brother Bilal, would you like to say anything for closing?
No, no. Again, we thank you for any for those who participated with us, and we will look forward to continuing our participation next Wednesday at the same time. That's about all I like to say, Brother Aziz.
We'll again give our sponsors, some of our sponsors, a advertisement, folks, and then we'll gonna sign on off and.
You got 6 minutes. You can play music before.
Okay, we are going to one of our commercials now for one of our supporters.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BidemanAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Thank you.
What's up, brother?